Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
To get into some good trouble on the Amy Bitharkley Show, weaving together a mosaic of voices from the arts, pop culture, personal growth, and justice. How are you? Indeed, we will remember the legacy of the great John Lewis, who was laid to rest with a great tribute this past week. Take on the rest of the cultural cacophony in the week that was, lowering the bar again. The Doty AG really embraces his oath of office. You know who is dispensing misinformation again regarding COVID, oh so dangerous, and the upcoming election, also dangerous. Speaking of the election, Joe Biden's VP stakes enters its final stretch. Who the heck do you think it'll be, ultimately? And in the midst of all this pandemonium, be best. Melania is rehabbing the Rose Garden, not to worry. Great music in the mix, too, including your Forgotten 45s, and you as well. Are you listening live? It is Saturday, August 1st. Hey, Rabbit, Rabbit, a lucky and healthy month to all of us. It's 12 noon out west, 2 p.m. Central, 3 o'clock here in the east. Our number in motion, 347-857-4505. Twitter at 24/7 Oasis, as you know, live run podcast, jump in at AB Writes. And should you find yourself tagging along for that live ride, you can avail yourself of the PopNet chat box and or the Facebook page, all being helmed by the talented TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, ML at headquarters. Show brought to you in part by Dunkin'. The universe still runs in Dunkin'. Enjoy all your favorites safely. Download their app today for contactless ordering. The universe runs on Dunkin'. Also by Audiophile, music, books, podcasts. Go ahead, caress your ears with everything you want to hear from Audiophile. And by our pals at PopNet. It's arts, culture, and conversation on air, online, up and running 24/7, featuring select editions of the Amy Beth Arkley Show and those robust roundtables. So, yeah, something's happening here. What it is, it ain't exactly clear, but we'll sort it out together. Welcome aboard. It is the Amy Beth Arkley Show.
Something happening here, but it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Jailed and beaten, but never bowed. The son of sharecroppers, he was one of the first freedom riders. Attacked by a mob and left for dead in a bus station in Montgomery, Alabama, he got back up and led the fight for justice. That was John Lewis. He always got back up and never quit. Surrounded and assaulted by hate, he rejected violence and embraced love. For over half a century, he showed us the true meaning of courage and dignity. Today, America is in another crisis, and a new wave of hate is once again embraced by the powerful to hold on to their power. In the days ahead, let us be guided by the courage of John Lewis. He never quit. He always got up. He knew a better day belonged to those who had the courage to act. Now it's our turn.
We must say, wake up, America! Wake up! For we cannot stop, and we will not and cannot be patient.
The Lincoln Project is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Franklin, putting her signature and her great voice behind the Simon and Garfunkel classic Bridge Over Troubled Water. John Lewis captured his legacy by the Lincoln Project and all the work that's ahead of us. They newly renamed the Chicks, March March, new music from their album Gaslighter. And Billy Porter, putting his 2020 spin on the Stephen Stills Buffalo Springfield 60s anthem For What It's Worth. Yeah, there's something happening here. What it is, it ain't exactly clear, but we're going to get through it together and sort things out as we have the great homegoing, as they call it, to John Lewis. Many call him an American saint, certainly the conscience of the Congress, a man for whom much of his 80 years was devoted to finding a better, truer sense of the American ideal through equality, through voting, through legislation, and his legacy looms large. What a great ceremony. I don't know if you had a chance to see part of it. I certainly did. Very long, big send-up, a lot of family members, a lot of dignitaries, three living presidents. George W. Bush, a Republican who had his differences, but had the class to show up and honor a true icon. Bill Clinton, who certainly found him as a friend and a mentor and an icon and a real mentor, of course, to President Barack Obama, who gave a stirring, eloquent, and very inspiring speech in honor of the legacy of John Lewis and talked about the importance of voting. So many people did, because that's what at the core of what he was about, to claim equal rights for everybody. And he worked so hard and got bloodied and beaten and jailed in the process. He put forth an editorial, a final essay, his final words to run in the New York Times and the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Part of it said, we've distributed it throughout social media. We'll do it again. Look for it. It's very important to read. One of the things he said here, one of the paragraphs, ordinary people with extraordinary vision can redeem the soul of America by getting in what I call good trouble, necessary trouble. Voting and participating in the democratic process are key. The vote is the most powerful nonviolent change agent you have in our democratic society. You must use it because it is not guaranteed. You can lose it. And indeed, there are forces who have been working for us to lose it for a long time in the Republican Party, long before Trump came along. And now we have Trump, who on the very same day that John Lewis was laid to rest, he put out the notion that maybe we'll delay the election with a stupid tweet. Of course, that's not going to happen. Even the Republicans know it's not going to happen. But just the fact that he's throwing it out there and trying to stir all this chaos and all this doubt over the election, already calling it rigged before it happens, besmirching the notion of mail-in voting, while he says absentee voting is good. Sorry, Mr. Rogue, impeached occupant of the White House. They're the same thing. He votes absentee and always has, as does his family and much of his staff. That's okay, but mail-in isn't. It's the same. You got to fill out a form, send it back, and get the ballot. It's the same deal. All states have it. So not good. Don't buy into it, and don't allow those seeds of doubt to make you question the results or even just get despondent and say, what's the difference? My vote isn't going to matter. That's what they want to do. That's what they did last time. He talks about a crooked election. You just had one in 2016. You benefited from that crooked election, in which case he also was claiming he wasn't going to accept the results. Then he won, and he still wasn't accepting the results because he claimed that he should have also won the popular vote because 3 million erroneous votes happened with illegal undocumented people in California, which, of course, was not true. So don't buy it. Don't buy it. Don't let him buy it, and don't let him distract with all the noise and all the stuff that he's trying to create to take away from the fact that we have 153,000-plus people dead from the COVID pandemic, which is still raging in various hotspots throughout the country, not getting any better. News out today that Jared Kushner, who, of course, brain trust that he is and a specialist in everything, was in charge of the coronavirus behind the scenes beyond the task force and decided to downplay the whole thing because only blue states were being hit. Ridiculous. First of all, the immorality of that is outstanding. You're the president of everybody regardless of states. That alone should make you vote for Joe Biden because this is a man of integrity. He will help everybody regardless of whether you voted for him or not. That's the whole point. And everybody needs to be doing that, and every party and every president prior, even presidents that I didn't like in the Republican arena, were doing that because that's the job, not for Trump. It's my way, the highway, or anybody that benefits me and my people. And by the way, most of my people I don't benefit either, but I'm glad that they voted for me. It's just ridiculous and outrageous to think about that and to denigrate the voting process and the upcoming election on the very day that an icon who fought for the voting rights is laid to rest is outrageous to me. And that he didn't send condolences, that he didn't show up at the service. I'm sure he wasn't invited, so that's okay. But it is really unheard of for an American president to be that disgraceful and that disrespectful. What say you? Twitter, AB Writes, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet chat box, also at your service. Tell us what you want to know. Ian on Twitter says, hey, everyone, make sure that you vote blue to end this nightmare, this election, over broken glass with police beating you if you have to. We have to honor John Lewis and do the hard thing for our rights. The nation will fall after 200-plus years with another 4 years of Trump, the disaster. Couldn't have said it better myself, Ian. I am with you. We have to do what we can to vote. And we have to vote in great numbers so that they can contest it. Trump the other day just said, well, I don't want to delay, but I want to make sure that it's accurate. It could take months. It could take years with all the litigation. He's already setting it up for litigation to happen. And A.G. Barr, the great toady A.G., who, as I said, embraced his oath of office, and no, that's not my enunciation problems, you know what I mean, came out like a real buffoon while he testified before the Judiciary Committee in Congress this past week, kind of hemming and hawing about the election results. And one of the most ridiculous questions that he couldn't answer straight away when one of the, I think it was Cicilline from Rhode Island said, is foreign interference ever acceptable? And he said, well, depends, what do you mean, foreign interference? And he hummed and hawed, and he said, is it ever wrong? Is it ever acceptable? And he said, no, it's not. It's always wrong. It's illegal, by the way. He's, you know, busy fine printing the election results with, I'm going to follow the law. But when it comes to foreign interference, a foreign campaign, and you know Trump is after Putin and Xi and anybody else who will help bolster his election. And they do want to do it because they think he's an easier person because they want to destroy this country. Putin doesn't give a fig about Trump. He wants to use him as a pawn, the way Steve Bannon does. He wants to dissemble this country and go back to an autocratic situation. Anybody who you're voting for Trump, you're voting for autocracy. Do you want that? Do you really want that? Do you have any idea what that means to your rights, regardless of your party, regardless? I mean, seriously. This is not a run-of-the-mill Republican. He wasn't even a Republican. People say he was a Democrat. He used to give. He barely voted, I think. But he gave a lot of money to Democrats. He gave a lot of money to Republicans, whomever, that he thought he needed to line the pockets. That's all it was about. And God knows where the money came from, probably from his charity, which means other people were paying for things. It's just crazy. So think about that. Another 4 years this, and we're down the autocratic highway. That's for sure. What else we have? Anybody else? Freddie writes out a quote from John Lewis, be hopeful, be optimistic, never lose your sense of hope. John Lewis, to his dying day, was a man of optimism. He was a man who went through a lot, but saw the good in people and the promise of this country. We have to work to live up to that because it's always been an ideal. That's the whole point. In America, we've got a lot of problems, and we always have. And we have the albatross of racism hanging over our head. We're always going to have it until we really admit it and confront it. And as white people, those of us who are white, have to admit that and acknowledge it. And we have to work to repair it in the best way that we can. And it takes work. It takes honesty to acknowledge it. I mean, also another thing that A.G. Barr said, no, I don't believe there's any systemic racism in policing. That's ridiculous. Even people who are in policing will admit there's a problem. It's not just a few bad apples. There's something wrong with the training. There's something wrong with the mindset in various police departments. It's true. It doesn't mean every police person is prejudiced or biased or horrible. I'm not saying that at all. You know, two things can be true at the same time. You can have good people doing good work and still have systemic problems that have to be dealt with. Acknowledging it is the first step, and then trying to root it out, change the policies and the procedures in terms of hiring people, changing hearts and minds are very important. It's all part of the same deal. But you have to acknowledge it. And when there are people in Congress who refuse to acknowledge it, and you have people in positions of power like the Attorney General and the President who refuse to acknowledge it, we can't possibly get by. We can't possibly get past it. It's just unthinkable and not fair. Anybody else here? I'm not John Lewis. Very touching indeed, but I'm not sure what's going to come of it, and I'm not sure Barack Obama should have politicized the whole affair, so says Brenda. Well, you know, some people give him some guff for that, particularly Tucker Carlson on Fox News, as if he's an expert on any of these things. But I think that's not true. I think John Lewis would have loved it because he was a man of passion, a man of words, a man who believed words had power, and certainly believed in the ideals in which he espoused in his final marching orders, so to speak, that were put out in the New York Times and the Atlanta Journal-Constitution and other places. Read that article, read that op-ed, his final essay, and tell me what you think about that. Twitter, AB Rides, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet chat box, also available. And in other news, you know, with everything going on, the raging pandemic, President Trump with misinformation, with the pandemic again, hydrochloroquine, he is pushing that again, and some quack doctor, that crazy woman, the video that was out around, they took it down on Twitter and Facebook because it had misinformation in it, where she talked about demon DNA and all kinds of nonsense. And, of course, anti-maskers. We pass on condolences to Herman Cain's family, the businessman and former presidential candidate who was at the Trump-Tulsa rally, passed away of COVID at the age of 74 this past week. Some people are saying he got what it deserved. Don't say that. I don't believe that at all. Nobody should suffer. I don't want people to suffer. I'm sorry for his loss. But he wasn't wearing a mask, and he didn't follow the protocol. Look at Louie Gohmert. Again, people are giving him a hard time. I think he's a fool, the representative from Texas. I don't wish him any harm. I hope he doesn't. He tested positive, but I hope he doesn't have any serious symptoms, and I hope he's okay. But he's blaming it on wearing the mask because he touched the mask, and he might have given himself germs. The man's a crackpot. And beyond that, he goes to his office without wearing a mask to tell his staff, you know, you might be infecting other people, Louie. That's the point, but I don't wish him any harm. We can't wish people any harm. It's just, that's not the way to do it. That's my take. What's yours? Twitter, AB Rights, phone line 347-857-4505. Yes, we have the Facebook page. And the PopNet chat box open, too. Winnie in the PopNet chat box. Good to hear you, AB. Yes, I enjoyed the John Lewis ceremony. He deserved that homegoing. What an honor. Mm-hmm. Indeed it was. Meanwhile, through all this nonsense of the week, Melania is back in the picture. She very rarely is seen, but apparently she's rehabbing the Rose Garden. I'm not sure how much is that going to cost us. In the middle of, they're fighting over extending unemployment benefits, which ran out for so many people yesterday, and help with the rent as everything else, because Mitch McConnell can't come up with a stimulus package that will help folks who really do need it. But Melania is going to work on the Rose Garden. It makes sense to me. What about you? I don't care to you. Twitter, AB Rides, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, pop in the chat box, weigh in. I'm Amy Vetter-Kusha.
I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden along with the sunshine. There's gotta be a little rain sometime. When you take, you gotta give. So live and let live or let go. Oh, 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 I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden. I could promise you things like big diamonds. But you don't find roses growing on stalks of clover. So you better think it over. When it's sweet talking, you could make it come true. I would give you the world right now on a silver platter. But what would it matter? So smile.
Come football star, how low can you go?
Chubby Checker from Maurice on the Amy Beth Arkley Show. Thank you so much for the kind words via the PopNet chat box. AG Barr, he goes as low as he can. He can't reach under that limbo bar, but boy, oh boy, he can lower it. He'll push other people under it. That's how it goes. new music from Jimmy Buffett down at the La-Di-Da. That's from his latest collection, On the Flip Side. And La-Di-Da, Melania spending taxpayer money rehabbing the Rose Garden. Hey, why not? We don't have money for folks who are suffering during the COVID pandemic and whose unemployment and extra unemployment has run out, who can't make the mortgage or the rent, but we got money for that. Makes sense in Triplandia, doesn't it? No, it doesn't. What do you think? Twitter AB writes, phone line 347-857-4505 should you find yourself stumbling in for our live Saturday, August 1st edition. We also have the Facebook page and the PopNet chat box as well. Darcy in the PopNet chat box says, thanks, AB, love the music and your wise words. Still petrified of the election, though. Yeah, I know what you're saying. People are nervous. And stay nervous, because we can't sink into complacency. The polls say good things for Biden, but who the heck knows? They're going to try to cheat it, even though he's making, you know, noises about it being rigged and crooked, as the last one was in his favor, of course. They're going to try to cheat this one through, for sure. So we got to get out the vote. We have to be a concerted effort, everyone on board. It's an existential situation. We have to save the soul of the nation, the soul of our country. Biden and whomever he picks to be VP, that's the question. Who do you think he'll pick? The front runners, seem to be. Karen Bass has now emerged. Some people, what was it, Chris Dodd? He leaked something to Politico saying that Karen Bass was acceptable because she's not that ambitious. You don't know her that well. She's the head of the Black Caucus in Congress. She was also the head of the Assembly in California. I think she's a pretty tough cookie. The problem with her, in my mind, is that she's in her late 60s, I think. And I just, you know, not that that's old, but Biden is in his late 70s. He might want somebody, you know, 40s, 50s. Again, who knows? It's fine. Val Demings, of course, who is a formidable rep from Florida, and she's from Florida, which helps. A lot of people think that's a good idea. The only issue with her, which I don't think is an issue, it actually should be a good thing, she was a former police chief. Some people are against this whole idea of anybody in police enforcement. But did she do it the right way? That's the point and the question. Because you don't want to get rid of the police. You just want them to change their ways. And no one could say she was someone who was a change agent. So she's a formidable possibility. Susan Rice, who has a great relationship with Joe Biden, having worked with him in the Obama-Biden White House, the only problem with her, very heavy-duty foreign credentials for sure, although she'll get a shellacking from the opposition regarding Benghazi and other things that she was involved in, but that's to be expected. They'll come up with something negative about anybody. She has no experience running for office, though. That's the problem, or holding office. Could be a problem. Of course, Trump didn't either, but we know where that led. And, of course, Kamala Harris, who is probably still the front-runner, although there was a whole brouhaha after Chris Dodd said something about her being ambitious, this whole idea about, you know, she wasn't loyal because of the debates, commentary on the debates. That is outrageous, by the way. People do that all the time. That's called politics, people. That's called politics. And if it was a man, it would be not a problem. Because there were many men who became vice president because they needed them on the ticket, like Johnson and Kennedy hated each other. Like Bush and Reagan, not so fond of each other. Remember, Bush 41 I'm talking about, called Reagan's economic policies voodoo economics. But they needed him on the ticket, and they got him on the ticket. So that's ridiculous. But Biden has to make the pick, and he'll do it soon. We'll see what happens. Twitter, AB Rides, phone line 347-857-4505. What say you about that? Tim says, too bad she's not black. They should make Mary Trump Biden's running mate. have you read the book? I'm in the middle of it now. The book from Mary Trump, you know who's niece who wrote the memoir, Too Much and Never Enough. Oh boy, does she unleash on the Trump family. You almost feel sorry for Donald Trump, because the family was a horror show. On the other hand, he has wreaked so much havoc on this country, he's just got to go. But it's insightful, it's entertaining too in spots and sometimes humorous. She's a good writer and good stuff indeed. Karen says he wants to ban things. He'll probably ban Mary Trump's book too. I'm on chapter 6. She is explaining so much of what we are seeing. Thank you for the courage to write the book. Indeed. It's an explanation, but it's not an excuse, that's for sure. Reach out. Twitter, if you write, phone line 347-857-4505-5 chat box. I'm Amy the Darkly Show.
Totally under control. One person coming in from China, it's going to be just fine.
We have it very well under control. My administration will take all necessary steps to safeguard our citizens from this threat.
A lot of people think that goes away in April.
I think it's going to work out fine.
We have it very much under control.
We're very close to a vaccine.
Because of all we've done, the risk to the American people remains very low. 15 within a couple of days is going to be down to close to zero.
One day it's like a miracle. It will disappear.
And this is their new hope.
Unfortunately, one person passed away overnight.
You take a solid flu vaccine, you don't think that would have an impact or much of an impact on corona?
Anybody that needs a test gets a test.
It will go away. Just stay calm.
I don't take responsibility at all.
It's something that we have tremendous control over.
Well, we're not going to let the cure be worse than the problem.
I hope we can do this by Easter.
The CDC is advising the use of non-medical cloth face covering, so it's voluntary. You don't have to do it.
Just minutes after a Fox News report on the demonstrations, the president began tweeting, "Liberate Minnesota, liberate Michigan, and liberate Virginia."
And I see the disinfectant where it knocks it out. Is there a way we can do something like that by injection inside? Or
this is going to go away?
This is going to go away without a vaccine.
We have met the moment, and we have prevailed. Many of these people aren't very sick, but they still go down as a case.
The virus is abating,
dying out.
The Chinese virus, Kung Flu, I have done a phenomenal job with it.
The reason we have more cases than other countries
is because our testing is so much.
Kung flu.
I think that at some point that's going to sort of just disappear.
We are likewise getting under control.
We show cases, 99% of which are totally harmless.
We want to get our schools open.
I didn't listen to my experts.
We have therapies and we have vaccines.
You're losing a lot of lives by keeping things closed.
So we're at about 135,000 and we'll be at somewhat higher than that by the time it ends.
It will probably, unfortunately, get worse before it gets better. That's the way it is.
That's the way it is.
The Lincoln Project is responsible for the content of this advertising.
That's for sure. CCR, Not So Forgotten 45. For Dal, thanks so much for chiming in. The Lincoln Project recounting Donald Trump's failures when it came to the global pandemic. And Baby, You're a Rich Man, the Beatles. For Nixie, appreciate your kind words via Twitter. It is the Ann Beth Arkley Show. Thank you so much for hanging out with me on this Saturday, August 1st. Gorgeous weather in my neck of the woods. Folks still kind of a stay-at-home mode. At least I am. A lot of folks are not, unfortunately, with all these house parties and people flocking to the beach and bars and stuff. Do the right thing, people, please. This is for yourself and for your neighbors, for your families. Come on. We got to do the right thing. We just do. And keep the politics and the culture war out of it. I mean, that congressional hearing yesterday with Dr. Fauci and others, it was ridiculous. Jim Jordan and other people kind of attacking Fauci and trying to put the blame on the Black Lives Matter protests. That's kind of not where the hot spots of COVID are raging, and it's not because of that. But by the way, those people should be wearing masks too. I mean, everybody should be. I mean, I'm not so thinking that's such a hot idea. So it should not be a political thing altogether. But these toadies in the Republican Party have got to get their acts together. I really do think so. It's just nuts. Twitter, AB Rides, phone line 347-857-4505, should you find yourself joining us for the live August 1st ride, as well as the Facebook page and the PopNet chat box. Got some folks chiming in on various things. Let's take a look at it. Tyler says, I think it's interesting that Trump is more concerned about banning TikTok than he is about the global pandemic, Black Lives Matter, or anything else that's of importance. Yeah, I hear you. But he wants to do distraction. That's what it's about. He likes to stir chaos and distractions, projection, deflection. That's his game plan. That's his playbook. It was in 2016. It is now. Get used to it and try to circumvent it. What about the debates? Will they have them or not? Joe Lockhart wrote an op-ed. He was the former spokesperson for Bill Clinton, and he's now a CNN contributor. And he apparently says, Joe Biden, it's it's a zero-sum game, don't bother, because Trump just creates a circus. You don't have to debate him. He lies all the time, et cetera, and so forth. The problem is that plays into his hands, too, because Trump wants to say that Biden is cognitively not available, not as sharp as Trump, which, of course, is a joke, as he was bragging about that dementia screening test that he managed to pass 2 years ago, by the way. He's going to have to do at least one debate, I think, but we'll see how it all plays out. I don't know. Again, you don't want to play into his hands. By the way, Hillary cleaned his clock at the three debates they had in 2016. It didn't matter. Remember the one where he was looming over her? I mean, it was ridiculous. He still won. So the debates don't necessarily do anything about it. But Reverb says, who remembers Hillary's announcement of her thrilling pick, Tim Kaine? Yeah, with a Biden VP kick. Yeah, I hear you. Dan say, it's officially time to pick Biden's VP. I think it's going to be Duckworth. I want it to be Warren. I don't think it's going to be either of them. It can't be Warren for a number of reasons. A, I think she's too old. She's another septuagenarian. By the way, I like her, and I think she'd be a great president. I think she's got a bona fides beyond belief. I just don't think it's the right ticket. Also, she's white, and I think we have to go with a person of color this time around. And unfortunately for her, she's a senator in Massachusetts, which, while it's true blue, has a Republican governor, and we want to hang on to the Senate. So, no, I don't think that's a good choice, and I don't think it will be the choice, but we'll see. You know it's going to be Kamala, so says Brendan. Let's just pull off the Band-Aid and make the announcement. If it's not Kamala, I'm sure she's going to be I don't know if she expects it. Nobody expects it. They're all formidable, but I think she was the front runner for a long time. But we'll see. There's been some blowback and some hints that it's going to be her or hints that it's not going to be her. I don't know. Let's see how it plays out, and let's see what happens. Susan Rice, good choice or not, if they've got the chemistry and he wants her, I would go for it. So says Jenny. I'm with you on that. Whoever he picks, I mean, if he wants the turnip, well, I threw it away, though. The turnip that was collecting fuzz in the back of the refrigerator is now gone, but I'll find something else equally despicable. That would be okay. It would be a better choice than Mike Pence, and it would be all right, whoever. So who knows? Anyway, hang in there. We'll see what happens. Allegedly, it's going to happen sometime this coming week. Stay tuned, as they say. And process your own outrage, your own insecurities, anxieties, etc., through the artistic process. The creativity is the fountain of youth. It helps a lot of people, and we've helped folks in the Inspiration to Action Challenge reconnect with their inner artists. I'm always thrilled when that happens. Shout out today to Sal in Newport, Rhode Island, a place that I usually visit every summer, but not this year. I'm doing the stay-at-home thing. But Sal says he's been doing the challenge on and off for about 3 years. Reconnected with my inner artist big time during quarantine, helped me process a lot of my feelings and anxieties. Not sure where it leads, but as you say, sometimes the process is the end goal, right? Right, absolutely. And keep going, Sal, because you'll find all kinds of intriguing detours and end goals as you go. Keep at it and keep us posted. Inspiration to Action, if it's worked for you, I'd love to give you a shout-out. You deserve it. You're also egging other folks on. On the other hand, you need a little creative kick in the keister. Let's start a creativity coaching counseling conversation. First one on me. Either way, reach out via the website. It's AmyBethArkawy, ArkAwy.com. Easy access via the Twitter feed. And give me 2 to 3 weeks if you want that conversation to connect. While you're there, you can check out my stories, the Eliza Gordon Mystery. Some other goodies are available. Check them out. Have at it. And chime in, too, with guest suggestions, Big Story and Forgotten 45 requests, one-stop shopping. We also have social media connections and links to the podcast. Of course we do, at the website, AmyBethArkawy.com. And speaking of creativity being the fountain of youth, here's a trio of artists who have some longevity. At least two of them do, and one is on her way. Don Henley and Mick Jagger, along with Miranda Lambert, from his Cross County Compendium a few years back. Great songs, great collaborations. This one's called Bramble Rose. I'm Amy Bethark. We should give a listen.
So her love has grown. Don't
Here's a beauty from Roseanne Cash, not many miles to go on the Amy Beth Arquish Show. What a collaboration, two aging rockers and a woman just hitting her stride, Don Henley, Mick Jagger, and Miranda Lambert, Bramble Rose from Don Henley's Coff County collection a few years back. Good stuff, indeed. It is the Amy Beth Arquish Show. One more time around the social media horn we go before we sashay out of here. The PopNet chat box, David said, too bad you threw up that turnip. I would vote for that in a minute for Biden's VP pick. We'll find something else. We can find it. We have a can of Goya beans maybe could run. We got a lot of stuff. Don't worry about it. Reed says, yeah, in the spirit of John Lewis, we have to get out the vote. Vote, vote, vote. Blue down the line, indeed. And Michaela says, I don't care who he picks, but I have to say about the women, what class acts from Karen Bass to Kamala Harris, they have each other's backs. No one is back-talking each other. It's the white guys doing all the talking. You notice that, right? It's true. A lot of guff going on, trying to stir up trouble amongst the women, and they're not going for it. They're not falling for it. None of us can. Whomever he picks, let's get on board and accept it and be okay with it, as they say. Johnny says it's funny how all of the posts that are anti-Kamala Harris are all written by white guys. Interesting. Mm-hmm, indeed. We'll see what happens. As I said, they're going to try to stir up trouble. They'll throw Oppo and everything at everybody. But we got to stick together, and we have to have a strong front to make it, for sure. Hey, thank you so much for taking along for the live ride. If you missed any of it, want to hear it again, don't forget all the shows are archived for podcasts. Follow the Amy Beth Arquish Show wherever you get your podcasts, and select editions, too, on the Arts Radio Network and PopNet. Thank you to the TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, MLA headquarters. Hey, by the way, you can reach out to us via social media. Friend me on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. I am at AB Writes. Our producer, Trudy Hart, is at Radio Trudy. In the meantime, drive safe, play nice, dream big, and come back and see us on the Amy Beth Arquish Show. May the spirit of John Lewis continue to guide us through the next treacherous months. But for him, hopefully there's trouble no more. We'll leave you with Jordan Smith. Take care. I love you all.
Walked all my sisters and brothers, though the road's full of stones. Put the one foot in front of the other, do not fear to walk this road alone. Someday, when the journey has ended, you lie on the distant shore. That day, burden is lifted. You won't have trouble no more. No. Love left you in shambles, burned you in places, never knew before. Put the best foot in front of you. Sweep those ashes from around your door. Because someday the journey has ended. You lie on the shore. That day when the burden is lifted, you won't have trouble no more. Trouble no more someday. Cut a love along and die in line.